I also wanted to add to this conversation that I'm a big fan of Predator engines. I've got a bunch of Predators now, the 212, the 223, the 420, all on go-karts and, you know, mud machines and things. They get the absolute crap kicked out of them with the governors removed, and they have been very solid. I haven't blown one up yet.
Yeah, but there's a trick to that. You can't take one of them engines, any of them, and or take off the governor right away, because you got to break them in. You know, if you take off the governor right away when you take it off the shelf, you're just gonna blow it up.
Yep, this is solid advice. You got to do the right break-in. You know, and they don't break these engines in at the factory at all, so that's your responsibility. So usually you run it for like an hour, rev it up, you know, don't go too crazy, and then immediately change the oil. Look at all the shiny stuff that comes out of it with the oil, put some fresh oil in it, run it a bit. You know, maybe after the fourth or fifth oil change, then it's time to take the governor off after you broke those rings in a little better.
Yeah, I just did a Predator engine for one of my CB friends, and I took the governor off after four full tanks of gas, you know. It ran pretty good, and it was fast after the governor off.